freestyle.
Down.
Alrighty, thanks to the mailman, the man mail, Grant, with his show here on the Kootenai Co-op Radio, Free Range. This is Tyler, and I'm the host of the Norm L tonight. So welcome, or stay tuned, whichever is going on for you. Just don't touch that dial. This is 93.5 in Nelson, BC, Canada. On your FM dial. And if you happen to be up Kootenai Lake Way, try us at 96.5.
danger level. Repeat, danger level.
something like over 2,000 airstrikes now on Libya. Why aren't they achieving their objective by now?
Well, they are achieving their objective, and that's to break up Libya and to bomb it into a state of chaos. Their objective is not to save civilians, it's to break up the country and to turn it into another Somalia, another Afghanistan, a failed state that they can take advantage of and manipulate and take all the resources.
Why? I mean, they can't afford that. They've got enough on their hands with Afghanistan, other problems throughout the world. Why on earth would they want Libya to be a chaotic state? After all, they're saying that they want to help the Libyan people who want a regime change. Simple as that.
Libya happens to be a country, a leader in Africa. I actually call Libya the crown of Africa. The biggest companies, corporations in Africa all happen to be in Libya. Libya was pushing for the African Union to unite under its wing, and it was the financial backbone of Africa. Libya was the Germany of Africa until this bombing started. Libyan banks were amongst the biggest investors across the world. In fact, the first step of this war was to take Libya's money by freezing its billions of dollars of assets in North America and Europe. That was the first step in this war. That's how the war started, financially, when they stole Libya's money.
But there'd be nothing left if you bomb the country in the way that you say they are doing. Once a rich country, no longer if you bomb it to bits. So surely it'd be a broken country if that's the case once they try to inherit it.
It'll be broken for the people of Libya, who they don't care about. What they do care about is the financial assets and resources of Libya, which they'll appropriate. They've already set up an oil corporation in eastern Libya based in Benghazi, a national bank based in Benghazi. They control these, just like how they control the national bank in Bosnia.
Let me just ask you, clearly you see the situation as chaotic anyway, but if, let's say, the next step is a deployment of troops on the ground, what would the implication be if that were to happen?
I'd like to say that troops were already on the ground, because a lot of those targets could not be bombed without troops there covertly. You need troops on the ground to map out positions. I believe there's mercenaries there too. They've also been bringing in jihadists from all over the world, facilitating them through Egypt. There's reports of people from Egypt and Saudi Arabia and possibly even Afghanistan fighting now amongst the rebels against the Libyan government.
So if Gaddafi does go, if he is killed, you see the conflict going on and on, like, as you say, we've seen in Iraq and Afghanistan?
They want this conflict to last. They're in no rush to end this war. In fact, they have been deliberately bombing the rebels themselves. Channel 4 of Great Britain has actually documented NATO bombing the rebels, and it actually looked like it was deliberate. They are keeping a strategic stalemate between Benghazi and Tripoli. They are doing this to make them both dependent on the United States, the EU, and NATO as the arbitrators of Libya,
right,
who will decide the fate of the Libyan people.
All right, let me just broaden this now to Syria. America's already slapped sanctions on the country. The EU is imposing sanctions next week. How do you see Western interference there affecting the crisis in Syria?
Syria is something that has been an objective for quite a while now. Regime change is a stated objective in Libya. The United States, after 2003, was actually thinking of attacking Damascus, sending tanks there after Baghdad. This is part of it.
My life's not right. My life's not right. My life. When I send a sickness, like dog soldiers, folded in with flying debris, and bad programs, and landmines that remind me of the sexiest and slow jams. I pull a block of fever, murder to move my numbers. I was nursed by the biggest of buildings that had to talk like a panic cap. Butcher, I'm attached to dead mother. Now this material might walk with a switch and live with a twisted shit. Images of voice guys getting pissed. Electronic time unfolded. The realest television.
president's the one that talks out loud to you when the plug is too low now. They say productivity is up this month, but I lost my passion. Sick of waiting in line for my weekly chocolate ration. Bad health and industrial sadness never helped by token pranks or holistic magnets. This addiction is more random. I walk door to door, Mormon style, spinning my sick tantrum. Because I wasn't born handsome. I'm completely the capacity to push greatness. But beats that have to be registered as sex offenders but presented to the public. I'll exfoliate your face with the acid inside my stomach. Binge and purge. We live in 30-second blurbs. And if consumers stop existing, we forget how to use words. Just fucking eat each other till the next ice age occurs. With the Source Awards scratching our heads like, what happened? But the kids would have disclosed that you were lost if you just asked them. Hostile plant life that sits and looks pretty. You attract curious insects and angels within a city. Below any self-respecting actors in a German shite film. You gobble donkey dick and human feces. The fingers tap buttons for sanctified awareness. From hard scares to cold feeding. This is a voice from a dead dimension. Without astral projection. The sluggish, rugged disgust funk that hovers. Acne lab rat escape barely breathing through the heating vent. I try to come back with my family before the poison feeding commence. But if I should exhaust the goddamn patience, I'll cement and take my place.
Tell them it's the love that got me this far, and it's my dreams. I'll see their faces and murderers.
My candles, clap sandals, hand sand off tubes, and I can't stand on tubes. Hand off rules, really with my ankle bruise. On a block, silly with a lame alley. Watch young ladies hopscotch with the pink jellies. That's me trying to buy Betty with the longness and pop belly till it's nauseous. Raw dog orphan, straight out of the orphanage. Often lost in the rail, trying to find self-strapped like a morphin. Raps at a orphan, man high. Got my mind wrapped in the coffin. Resurrect thoughts in the morphin. Morphin, the Aquaman, poly in the gorgeous. Coffin, the dolphin, get that. Violent doors, in the draw, trying to get it on. It's a bit of thorn, that's a bit of form and act. Studying math, like broke, long, big, bad.
Then I'm a mature flame, velocity's my plane, my thought is my train. The galaxy's the body, the sun is the heart, the black hole's the brain. Heard my verse, ain't nothing the same. I leave your mouth open when you're standing. The words to mention, esophagus is the canon, cipher unknown. The upper hand on overstanding, watch the landing. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Last of America's heroes here to close the circle. I still remember the age of Coleco. A daily struggle, but I hold on to the vision. Hip-hop at its best when it lacked television. And everybody wasn't an MC. You know where the flows be. And if you check the rhymes slowly, you'll find out cats is unseen like Jerome. And most likely, opening doors for the psyche. If it's a Mikey, he'll eat anything. Starving for happy. I crush anything, found stars from the songs you sing. This shit's ridiculous.
Go on home. words to present the next act. In fact, we sometimes find fictional stories, dual pages of glory. We find mankind's achievements. So whatever life is, better we live so. Don't waste this opportunity upon a daily basis. You know I create this poem to flow over any man-made product. And the wall is falling, the baby's crawling. Learn to walk and walk in. Education increases to talking. Communication needs circulation for the world to keep turning. And as long as there's hip-hop in my veins, you know my fame will keep burning, burning, burning.
Wanna come, we'll find, let's run to the places that we go to get high and drunk and obliterate the speakers when we ride the funk. Well, we're just making up on a Saturday cruising, easily drinking, no heavy abusing. Pacing myself, I'm filling up on some food in. For all the soap was good to set the mood in. First out to the local reggae sound clash. For listen time to rebel line, go an ice bash. Hash in my shoes and misses in my backpack. It reminds me of my days of Josh Jacker with the rocket. With celebration, drinks, elevation. Sing since sun hit, rents and get some more drinks in. From the drip drop to the tick tock. I'm thinking about raving, but I need some hip hop. Now let me tell you, now retain the most exciting place. So it's nice to hear the boys group strap bass. Now I wish it on me straight to the bar. Limits on drinks as a rave in the sticks. And I'm driving my car, so I'm not getting too love. It's your shit, we must get directions from Georgia, Mike, and Ben. It's a sure bet if we wanna get down and not last in the rain and wet. But Ransom's got some other plans in store. Flashing lights and a vibrating dance floor. What's more, we knock back off the shock. That definitely won't make the laughter stop. So I'm picking up my records out on the A140, keeping down the speed. Last time a camera caught me, I always seem to get pulled by the old bill. So I stick to the green, leave the booze and the pills.
We got breaks, 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 more freaks than you've seen in 3 weeks.
We got freaks, 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 freaks.
Freaky like a duck with three beaks.
Freaks everywhere,
freaks in your face.
Freaks in the speakers,
freaks into the bass. You know we got
freaks, 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 freaks.
Don't speak to the freaks.
They did not ask to be brought into the world, but into the world they came. Their code is a law unto themselves.
So let's drink up and flex one bar to the next. Element disappears, he's in need of some sex. Leave him to pursue his role. Come on, let's cue and gain entrance into the club. Nice one to bend your directions on point. And it's straight in the marquee and spark up a joint. Let's be furnace and gurnus. Some goals ahead, turn his desires for highs. Now burns like a furnace.
See, goggles are well and truly attached. Whack DJ on the decks and he's trying to scratch. Fiddling with his knobs, playing with his toys. Dropping in some house mix up and bring the noise.
I'm the MDMA, MADDMEN again. Dancing to music loud, look at me, I'm 10 again. I'm coming up with my comeuppances, a come down. Sprouting my shit, like a dumb clown.
There's beverage flying through the air. Crazy behavior, this meeting is peaking. Just three men wasted and beaming. Proving that freaks do come out at the weekend.
Lee with a face like Wallace and cheese. Lee on to Larson, freaking a deep freeze. The freaks come out in the morning. It's true when that bad calm down is now dawning on you.
We got freaks, 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 freaks. More freaks than you've seen in 3 weeks.
We got freaks, 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 freaks.
Freaky like a duck with three beaks.
Freaks everywhere.
Freaks in your face.
Freaks in the speakers.
Freaks
into the face. You know we got
freaks.
Freaks, freaks, freaks,
freaks, don't speak to the freaks.
The code of the freak.
Something new.
women in the party. And all of the gals them in the party.
You know we got.
I know the man them fix. Should I draw that link? Draw the one in pink. She's going on stick. Just kiss me, slip man, and they call me Mr. Party.
Gotta give my groove.
And all of the gals them in the party. I know the man them fix. Should I draw that link?
Gotta give my groove.
Draw the one in pink. She's going on stick. Just
move on.
So this is the Norm L. Alright, thanks for sticking around. Keep tuned and stay tuned to this
frequency.
Empuja, me 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 empu
You can call me here. It's 352-3706 in the studio. It's with a 250 prefix. Okay. So let's get back to it. Ass shaking. Butt breaking. Rump aching.
They attack Libya. They broke up Sudan. Now they're looking at Syria and Lebanon. Pakistan is destabilized. They're looking ultimately at Beijing. There's a lot of gas near Syria in the east.
Hold on, seriously, are you saying that this move eastwards is actually ultimately, this is really a battle between China and the US and Western interests? You're bringing China into this conflict.
Yes, I know. If you look at World War I, what happened before they attacked China?
I said you talk too much.
Say something, boy.
I said you talk too much.
were before the war broke out. All the chess pieces were put into place. They were talking about the Ottoman Empire, the Baghdad Constantinople Railroad. Right now, they are positioning themselves to challenge China.
So
this is why you have these problems with... this is why you have these problems right now in Pakistan, too. This is why the Pakistani government and the U.S. government are at each other's throats about Osama bin Laden. They are moving towards China. This is why they are going after any energy sources that are going towards China. And there's a lot of untapped gas near Syria and Lebanon. Both Syria and Lebanon are connected. And they are looking at classification.
We said we can't have no fun. The teacher to roll up your foot and jump. From Lisbon back to London, you can hit a baseline thump. So get your hands high in the air if you can get down with a kick of the snare. Rush the DJ if you ain't clicking no lyrics on the rhythms that you wanna hear. We don't need Soulja Boy to skank out, looking like Arctic monkeys all round. Cause I bet that you look good on the dance floor, hear the scream and shout.
Dan Nelson. Yeah.
You can hit a baseline thump.
Back to Nelson. So this is the Norm L. And thanks for listening tonight, if you are.
You can hit a baseline thump.
the food. Remember, don't eat food.
This is DJ Hazard, yes, with Food Fight. And you heard it here on Norm L off of Playas 2011. Lots of new tracks here, like a week old at the. Some of them are from today or yesterday. So thanks for listening here, Kootenai Co-op Radio. 93.5 in Nelson, BC, because now we can do this.
Palestinian governments there in the West Bank and Gaza. What are the implications there? Is that a sign of potential stability in the region, something positive happening or not?
No, I see it as a managed act. Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah, which are morally bankrupt, would never unite with Hamas. They would never unite with Hamas unless the United States and the EU and Israel allowed them to do this. They gave them the green light for this. Of course, the Palestinian people want a unified government, and that's their right. But Mahmoud Abbas is such a client of the United States and Israel that he would have not taken this step without their permission. There's something in the works. And if I was a member of Hamas or part of that government or that political party, I would remember what happened with the Mecca Accords, how Saudi Arabia entrapped them into forming a government with Mahmoud Abbas and Fatah. And then after Fatah removed, they took the legitimacy out of Gaza, or the Gaza government in Gaza, or the Hamas government.
One more, baby, one more, one more.
Golly. Can you see the birds flitting about your heads? Here we go. Just remember, this is all in mono. That's right. This is mono. Imagine if we had stereo. So apparently, coming to the Loki Music Festival, which is up Caslow Way, July 1st, I would like to go there and check it out. These guys are coming. Terra Vita. Here's a track with Break the System. Try and check out Loki if you can this year. Fun times, camping, beautiful surroundings. You know it. Cute me styly.
Very interesting to hear what you have to say.
93.5. Kootenai Club Radio. What you have to say. I'm Tyler, and this is The Norm L. Sounds so happy right now. Let's get happy. So imagine this in the mountains up Caslow Way. This type of music. Yes. I think we should look into it. Loki Music Festival. Terra Vita, Break the System. Norm L. Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, BC. Canada. Oh my gosh. I beg your pardon. This is Terra Vita and Hot Pink DeLorean with Whatever You Want. Next track, I'll play Break the System. So, yeah, back to Terra Vita and Hot Pink DeLorean on the Normal. Here it is, Terra Vita, Break the System. Coming to Loki, along with a lot of other lovely acts. If I have more time, I'll tell us about it. Maybe I'll find time later. Break the System, Terra Vita, on the Norm L.
Happening in Libya as well, while we've still got a bit of time. That airstrike by NATO allegedly targeting the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, just hours after he called for that mutual ceasefire. Now, NATO saying it's not at all targeting people. That was never part of the UN resolution, but it kind of looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, first of all, when you deploy B-2 bombers and these advanced Mirage 2000 fighters from the French Air Force, inevitably you're going to get civilian casualties. We'll be right back.
Ross, we should break the system. It's 11:17. I got about 43 minutes left. Kong Sound is coming up on the 93.5 Kootenai Co-op Radio, which is also known as, whoa, CJLY. So, just gonna switch it up here a bit, and I'll be right back. It's an 8-minute track, so I'll be right back after the 8-minute track. You got something to do. Alright, you do too.
And the evidence suggests that apartment buildings in Tripoli have been targeted, hospitals have been targeted, and now we have a rather conspicuous and despicable act of targeting the family of the head of state, namely his son as well as his grandchildren. And we can make our own judgments, but this kind of behavior is in derogation of international law. Nothing allows the United States to go into a country and start killing the head of state or members of his family.
Well, indeed,
on the grounds.
What else can be done to try and calm this situation down to make sure that the allies stay by that resolution 1973?
That resolution 1973 has been violated from the outset. NATO is arming the fighting group, which is a
paranoid illusion.
It's on the ground. Central Asia and the Middle East. We are at very dangerous crossroads in our history, and we must understand what is actually happening. I would hope that Russia and China will take the initiative of confronting the United States, Britain, and France in the Security Council of the United Nations. These are illegal acts. They're in violation of the UN Charter, and above all, they're undertaken by countries which are involved in war crimes in other parts of the world, namely Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Michelle, we can talk a lot more about this, but unfortunately, time is a little bit against us. We appreciate the thoughts, so your viewpoint here on the program. Michelle Dzidzikowski, director of the Canada Bay Centre for Research and Globalization. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Every few months, there's a new price for things we buy.
the 2011 target of 4% set by the government, which remains ever vigilant of the rising cost of living.
The Chinese government is well aware that inflation following a big lending boom was one of the factors that fed into the unrest around 1988-1989 and the Tiananmen protests. So there is if people get frustrated with rising prices, particularly rising food prices, there's a potential for social unrest.
As global commodity prices continue to soar, it's likely there'll be soon another round of tightening as the government tries to tame rapid growth and inflation. Anunathan, Al Jazeera.
Whoa, mama. All right. Let's not hurt our necks and just listen. This is the Normel. I'm your host, Tyler. Thanks for tuning in to Noi.
Disgusted by the way Private Bradley Manning is being treated. They protest quite graphically about the way he's been forced to remove all his clothes at night and then stand naked outside his cell for morning inspection. The UN think Manning's treatment might constitute torture, but the American government will not allow the UN's torture investigator to speak to Manning alone.
Deeply disappointed and frustrated by the prevarication of the U.S. government with regards to my attempts to visit Mr. Manning. I understand that Private Manning does not wish to waive his right to an unmonitored conversation with me.
Mendez says he cannot ascertain if Manning is being ill-treated with prison officials instead. Manning is kept alone in his cell for 23 hours every day. But the country insists that this is not solving the problem.
not in a hole. He's not away from others. He's allowed to have conversations with others on that corridor. The only difference really in how he's being treated and others is outside of his cell. He does not take his meals in the chow hall, but nor do any other maximum security detainees. He doesn't exercise out in the prison yard, but nor do the others.
President Obama seems happy to accept the Pentagon's assurances at face value.
I have actually asked the Pentagon whether or not the procedures that have been taken in terms of his confinement are appropriate and are meeting our basic standards. They assure me that they are.
That's not good enough, say people who believe Manning's treatment is both cruel.
So this is the numerous being unleashed upon you in the Kootenai region or live on the interweb. You can get us cjly.net and kootenaicoopradio.com. Please look into us. We are independent, volunteer-based radio. Can you believe it? There's a few of us still around. And thanks for listening.
getting tired of hearing about all this global warming. The reason why it's hot, cause I came this morning. Come get it or not is what I try to inform them. Can't walk in these shoes cause my veins are smoldering.
15 minutes, is it fresh or off? All the fame you get if the pressure's soft. Hot 16s, teen dreams and schemes. Google blog things, mucho blowing steam. Yes, man, I'm OG in the scene. A long-term success, I'ma be in a green. It ain't buzz, see what I mean? I get love. Two different things, but one is enough.
I'm on another Fahrenheit, Fahrenheit, 200 degrees, burn them seeds like kerosene. You pee to your life, fashion, or remain king. Compared to these parasites, they scared of heights. Won't even put up a fight, just guard your grill. My regime hard to kill, only connect with architects, now let's build. Or I'ma hit them with a little Sean in the middle, was venomous every bar that I scribbled.
Okay, so I got about 14 minutes left.
And then it's gonna be Kong Sound coming up at midnight here on CJLY, Kootenai Co-op Radio, Nelson, D.C.
We'll be right back.